I'm Alex Murray-Leslie from Chicks on Speed. And here we are at City of Women. This has been going for 15 years and this is our first time here, so it's really...
I saw you on an exhibition in Frankfurt a couple of weeks ago.
The Making of Art, yeah.
Yeah, and I really loved the show and how you made it, and it's...
Were you there for the opening? We did a performance.
Performance was done in Frankfurt, actually, was it? The one that was shot,
you mean the one that was projected on the wall? No, that was done in Gartenbau Theater in Vienna. Mm. Yeah, that was there.
Yeah, so basically what I'm interested in, firstly, how you enter this it is opened in a way, that the world of visual arts, but how did you manage to enter it from the perspective of music makers, of musicians, into visual arts? What does it mean to you?
I mean, for me, just personally, I think we went in the back door a little bit, because, like, usually... I mean, there's different curators and directors of museums, but there's just a few out there that are very, their genre in a way is like music and the crossover between music and art. Like, you know, you look at Jerome Sanz from Ballet de Tokyo, or Justin Hoffmann from Kunstverein Wolfsburg, or Stefan Biedner from Kunstverein Innsbruck, and there's a lot of curators like that. And then I don't think it's a new thing. I think there is a window open now for artists working in music and art, like Fisher Spooner or Brian Eno, Laurie Anderson. You know, there's a big tradition, and it's nice now because the tradition is bigger, and you know, there's more people belonging to it. Therefore, it has its place now in the museum. It has a stronger position, I think.
It seems that for contemporary art at the moment, for the past 10 years, you are the kind of the adoptees of world of visual arts in a way, because like you mentioned, Laurie Anderson and so on and so forth, they were always a part, some musicians were always a part of visual arts in the sense that they were more avant-garde and more radical than others, so you basically belong to the last 10 years of generation of this kind of musicians.
Yeah, no, I agree, yeah. But also maybe doing more than just musicians in the art world as well, because we do come from that art school background. Well, a lot of people do, like Talking Heads and B-52s and so on and so on. But I think we don't just make music, we don't see ourselves as a band, really, because actually when we play, like usually we're playing to support our art, actually, so that's really important for us, that we're now developing high-tech instruments that are museum objects, and so we made a tapestry for the wall that has theremin sensors, and a high-heel shoe guitar that can be worn on the foot, and hats with like amplified sound systems that are made with a hat maker from Belgium called Christophe Coppens. And I think that work, I don't know, in our eyes, we see that side as more our like lust and desire is there, and also with fashion. For me, I'm really interested in conceptual fashion, and I'm a professor at a school in Barcelona, actually. So there's a lot of other things outside of music that we're doing, and I think with a lot of artists like Laurie Anderson or Devo or whatever, music was the core to what they were doing, and it's a part, like we have a lot of ingredients in the mix, you know.
And you shoot your own videos as well alongside?
Yeah, no, we do, but we work with a big team, like Chicks on Speed, Melissa and I at the core of the group, but we are working with a lot of really wonderful artists and who are our friends, like Al Steiner in New York, we worked on a lot of the videos with, or Anat Ben David, I think she's performing here actually in the next days.
Yeah.
She's also in Chicks on Speed, but she's also making the videos with us and doing her solo project. And then Devorah Shimoni, who's a video director. So we work with, it's collaboration.
That's why I was quite amazed, because I saw the three of you on the stage, and as I remember, and from the documentation that I saw of you, there were always more people involved, even in performances, there were always like four or five people.
Well, it always depends on what the show is and the context and what fits. So at the moment, we're playing with Falstein, and that's the direction we're taking at the moment. It's more like we're actually doing a lot of DJ sets, and we're building up a new live show. So this is like what we're sort of into at the moment, and it's almost like a bridge to another type of show that we're doing. So.
You mentioned, for example, fashion, and how you're making fashion is to, in some sort of a way, ridicule it, but as well take it very seriously and trying to manipulate with it and trying to...
I think fashion is very attractive for us because everybody has to wear clothes, you know, and this idea of mass. It's the same with the music thing. It's interesting because you can reach a lot of people. And I personally don't like trends. I think trends are part of this capitalist system, and it's very anti-creativity, and I'm for everything that's outside of that, and that's empowering. And I think there's too many men out there making clothes for women, and I think this is the problem. I think that's where the trend problem comes from. I really do.
Because they objectify.
Chanel and Schiaparelli were always saying trends have nothing to do with your personality and you should never follow trends. And that's, I totally agree with that. And they were women designers. So it's a distant idea of what the woman should, could, can be if she wants to be or whatever. And it's like, well, I don't know. You know, sometimes the humor is missing, you know, like there's some amazing young designers around in Kansas City at the moment. Peggy Nolan, you know Peggy Nolan and Harry Fish? You have to have a look. It's like, that's the approach. It's like, it's a story. It's like crazy, crazy, crazy fun stuff. And to do with performance and moments and wild moments, and taking that and using that, and it's not about collections, it's not about seasons, it's not anything to do with that, and I think that's really exciting. You have to check her out, Peggy Nolan. Herself is part of the whole, rather than being this god or something, it's like my style, I developed it, because I personally feel that ideas are in the air, and it's whether you happen to grab that idea, if you're at the source at the right time, at the right moment. I think that's more of a feminist idea of working, that things are layered, things are connected. It's not like a lot of men, they become like these top, like superstars, you know, and it's like with women it's more about this collaboration, the process. It's not